Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and we're up very, very early in the morning, Alan.
We are, David. You know, as I sit here and I think about what's going on in this country, from global warming to a presidency that seems on its face to be absurd, I've been thinking a lot about the Mueller report, and I had my doubts. But it is so clear now that Mueller has, in his 400-page or so document, left a trail, Hansel and Gretel, breadcrumbs, for the Congress to follow. One of the things that is so clear is that Trump is really a misfit when it comes to being president of the United States. And his confusion of his own personal and economic needs with those of the country are becoming more and more paramount as we look at the situation. I got to say that I believe Nancy Pelosi is right. This is not the time to do impeachment, because based on this report, there's so much wrong and so much will come out. But let's face it, if you try to impeach him, I know I've said this before, it'll go sailing through the House of Representatives. However, when it comes to the Senate, there will not be a conviction. These people understand that if they side with the people critical of Trump, that they will lose their primaries. Trump will run somebody against them, or somebody will just emerge. And 90% of the Republicans are still sticking with this guy. So those people aren't going to change unless you had a smoking gun like the tapes in the Nixon impeachment. You don't have that right now. What you do have is a vice president of the United States, Pence, who is on the philosophical side of Trump. So let's assume you even got rid of him, you'd have Pence. But you're not getting rid of him because that Senate is not voting for conviction. Therefore, Pelosi is right. Look, the House of Representatives just went Democratic, based on what we now know about Trump. Now, because of the Mueller report, we know a lot more, David. And as a result of that, there's going to be a trail that will eventually lead either to his impeachment or to his conviction after he leaves office. But right now is not the time to do it. Right now is the way Jerry Nadler is doing it, the way Richard Neal is doing it, asking for the taxes. That's the way to do it. Then you take the Senate, you take the presidency, you take the House again. To act prematurely right now is just really not thinking correctly.
Is the most logical way for this to resolve itself for those who want the president out now to wait until the 2020 election?
There's no question about it. They have no choice. If you could impeach him, all right, he deserves impeachment. But you can't. And if you do it, you'll ruin a great deal. What you need to do is put your head on straight, go forward, and conduct the investigations and show the American people what's up. And then in 2020, out he goes.
Then you have Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, basically saying there's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians.
No, I mean, look, this is what lawyers do. They put the best possible face on anything that they can. I watched Giuliani with dismay. My jaw dropped. I watched the braying that comes out of his mouth. You know, up is down is up, in is out. That's what lawyers do, and that's what he's trying to do, I think, very unsuccessfully.
Over the weekend, reading about Michael Cohen, of course, the original lawyer for President Trump, and his negotiations with none other than Rudy Giuliani and some other prominent lawyers back and forth before deciding to turn on the president.
Well, according to the stories I'm reading, Cohen's issue was that he didn't feel loved by the president. He had devoted all those years to him. And we do know that this president has a penchant for stabbing his friends in the back, firing them, talking about them badly. And when you do that, there's a tremendous risk for yourself. He thinks that this life is the same thing as a make-believe television show. So, obviously, Cohen gets the message. I think that there was a hope that there would be pardons. We know that this president has articulated the possibility to some people that they would get pardons. And even that is obstruction of justice when carried to the conclusion that I think one would carry it. But, you know, that's going to be up for law enforcement to figure out. He has the sole power of the pardon. He can use it. But clearly, Cohen didn't believe he was going to use it for him.
I don't want to let the morning go by without asking you about the horrific terror attack in Sri Lanka. In three Sri Lankan cities, it hit churches and hotels, coordinated attacks, many celebrating Easter in the hotels, of course. Five-star hotels favored by foreigners. We're hearing about a number of countries affected, including the U.S.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. You get planes that fly into the towers in New York and thousands of people die. You get an attack in Mumbai. You get an attack in Sri Lanka. What always interests me about this is that these terrorists think that this will help their cause. I think, on the other hand, that it is so horrific and so bad that people say, who would ever put these people into public office running our country? We know what happened when they tried it in Afghanistan, and it was chaos. So other than this malice, I fail to see anything that comes out of this except doing even more damage to their cause.
Finally, Alan, I read and got a good chuckle out of your column this week about the difference between an MD and a PhD. You have been referred to in the past as a phooey doctor.
Yes, that's true. And we PhDs work hard. It is perhaps the seminal experience in anybody's life. But there will always be those who say there's a real doctor and a phooey doctor. My own mother-in-law, rest her soul, was one of those people. And doctors command tremendous respect in this country.
Of course, the governor of New York has called you doctor and said you operate without anesthesia.
And he always has his tongue in his cheek. That is for sure. Doctor, 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 he says.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok with us. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David.